Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Chicago brings us back. That's a good song. 23 after. Thanks for hanging out with us. I like Chicago. Always have. They still that band's still rocking out there somewhere. We're rocking and rolling right here on the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Elise Benin. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can find all kinds of things there that will help you with your small business from alpha to omega. Anything under the small business sun that you got on your mind, opportunities, challenges. You might even find some things about proposals, which is what Elise and I are talking about. And, of course, she's deposited lots of valuable information. I encourage you to find all the things that she's written or said to us over the years, the last almost 14 years that she's been a member of our brain, over 13 now that she's been a member of our brain trust. Elise, it's been a long time.
It is, and I want to try a new theory out on you,
okay.
Jim, if you don't mind.
Would you give us your website first?
Sure. It's www.marketing-mentor.com, and actually there's also an online store where I have this new product called the Proposal Bundle. That's one of the things we're talking about today, which is www.marketing-mentor-toolbox.com.
Okay.
And here's my new idea. It's related to the proposals, and especially to RFPs,
Request for proposal. Okay.
I think that when someone receives an RFP, it's kind of like the lottery. That here's this real live project that someone's going to get.
Mm-hmm.
And if you guess the right number, you will get it. And so this is what I was saying before about people.
You don't like RFPs, do you?
It's not that I don't like them. I want people
You're awfully cynical today, Elise.
No, when it's appropriate, when you're one of the right candidates, when there aren't 25 other people bidding against you.
Well, there's another element to this, too, Elise, on these RFPs.
What?
There's almost always one vendor who is sort of favored.
That's right.
And that vendor, and I've been the favored vendor before, by the way, Elise, because here's what happens, folks. Long before the RFP goes out, the customer calls a vendor, one person, one company, and says, would you help me build the specifications for my RFP?
Right.
And what you can count on is that there will be no specifications in that RFP that vendor can't perform.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there may be other people who can meet that, and sometimes, you know, I've written specs and gotten beat in a bid before.
Mm-hmm. But
the person who helps write the specs has an advantage. And that's one
on the other side.
And that comes back to what you were saying, Elise, is you need to look at those specs and say, wait a minute, this is stacked against me. I'm not going to waste my time.
Exactly. Or I am on a local board here in Hoboken, and we have put out a couple of RFPs for various services that we've needed, and we have no idea what we're doing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so we come up with this RFP, and we don't have a favored vendor, and we just kind of make up the specs, and then, you know, God bless the person who we choose, because we have no idea what we're doing.
Well, and that's not good for anybody, for you or for your constituents or for the vendor.
I know. So, and I think that's often what happens, especially with public projects, anything that's in the public realm, that these committees are behind the RFPs, and, you know, you don't figure into it how much time and effort and education and aggravation is going to be involved in actually just trying to perform the work.
Let me tell you how I have helped help groups like yours with their RFPs. I'd call on them. And they say, yeah, we're going to be doing this. Of course, Jim, by law, we have to put this out to bid if it's a government agency or whatever. Of course, we'll be putting this out to bid, and you'll be on our list. And then I would say, do you need help with your specifications?
Mm-hmm.
And they would almost always say, yes, we do. Can you mm-hmm. can you help mm-hmm. us? Let me tell you another quick story about proposals. I'm going to get off the RP for just a second. I want to make sure I say this. At least more than once, I have given people proposals they didn't buy from me, and a year or two or three or 4 years later, I would get a phone call, and they'd say, hey, Jim, I was going through some files, and I found this proposal you gave us, you know, back in the day. Is this proposal still valid? You never know when that worker bee is going to pop up and serve you well.
Or even when you don't get the proposal and they choose someone else.
Exactly.
You know, they could come back. I mean, that's a good opportunity to let them get to know you.
You give them the proposal. You don't get the business. That's an excellent point, at least, because I've lost the business, and 30 days or 6 months later get a call and say, hey, Jim, we went with that other person. As you know, it didn't work out. Is your proposal still okay?
Or we have this other project that we think you'd be better for.
Bingo. Now you're talking about why proposals are essential.
Yeah.
And why I always err on the side of proposals whenever possible.
Yeah.
Elise, good job. Well done today. This is good stuff. Thank you so much for all your insights and your wisdom and for bringing this topic up. Give us the website again, please, both of them.
www.marketing-mentor-toolbox.com and marketing-mentor.com.
All right, and be sure to give Charlie a high five for his commentary today, too, by the way.
I will.
Thanks. That's Charlie the Mutt, by the way, folks. Got to go for this. Just right now, I'm going to come back after the news. I got a little more to do today. Don't worry. Don't go away. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.